Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you this morning to the roundtable where mothers and daughters come to share their thoughts on their relationship. So, you have a thought this morning you want to share with mothers and daughters around the world, please feel free to join in and also click one so that you can... I can see that you're interested in sharing, and I'll get to you as soon as I possibly can. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I want to thank God for the opportunity to get up and feel good, have the energy and the willingness to be obedient to the word, and that is to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. What a wonderful, wonderful assignment. Couldn't have been better. It's just so appropriate for me. And that's what we need to realize is that God will give you what he wants you to do, what he made you to do, what he wants you to do, if that makes sense to you. So therefore, you don't have to work too hard at it. Just understand what it is that he's asking you to do, and you enjoy it every step of the way. So Father God, we thank you this morning for your loving thoughts. We thank you for your wisdom and all of the patience that you have with us as your children, loving us unconditionally, regardless of what we do. It will never change the love that you have for us. And that in itself brings peace, brings joy, brings love to my heart, just knowing that if I stumble, you're there to pick me up, wipe me off, kiss me, pat me on the back, and say, keep going. So today, Father God, I ask you that you bless each and every mother and daughter around the world, and that that blessing penetrate from one generation to the other as we travel on our journey back to you. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And I just can't say enough. Because you love me, I love you. Life is just grand. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, sometimes when I'm, like I have so many things going through my head, I was just thinking as I was talking to our Father, and it's, you know, things are just clicking all through my head that, you know, how much he loves us. I mean, just really think about it. The demonstration is already in place. He says, okay, they don't understand how much I love them, so let me just suit up and go down as a son and live on the earth and show them that it's possible to be willing and obedient. You know, you're going to eat the fruit of the land. But he also showed you, no matter what you do, I love you so much, you know, I'm willing to forget it. Once you acknowledge it, it never happened. If we could just only do that with our children, if we could look at them the way that our Father looked at us and say, no matter what you do, I still love you. There's nothing you can do that would change my love for you. So that's a part of the program today, and that's a part of the thought pattern that I want you to kind of put in your head as we go through. You know, it's all about unconditional love. You get there, everything else is okay. Everything else is okay. So today, I tell you, boy, running a radio program is not an easy thing. It seems like it's easy, but as I'm really studying and taking the courses, it's a lot more into it than I've been doing. You know, I get on and I concentrate on the word, which is the most important part of it. But now that it's a featured radio program, I've got to go to school. So they have me in training. They have me with one of the best trainers that they have, Nicholas. And he and I get on, and he's very patient. And he walks me through it. And I'm learning. It's like taking a major class. It's taking me into a whole different arena than I even thought about with this program. I get on, I listen to the Holy Spirit, I speak, we have the conversations, and we move on. But God have a blessing in everything that he gives you an assignment. You know, we've heard the saying that God wouldn't give you something without giving you provisions. And a lot of times, you know, I don't know about you, but me, sometimes I say, well, okay, Lord, you asked me to do this, but, you know, how do I do it? I mean, you know, first thing you want to know is, where's the money? Because that's all we think. That's the way it's going to happen. Where's the money, you know, in order for me to do this? But he wants you to know, don't worry about the money. I am the money. I am your supplier. I'm your source. And once you get that, then, you know, everything else will fall into place. So as I'm learning how to build this business, which it is a business, and saying to God, you know, well, you know, how do I get a paycheck? Because, you know, I have obligations as well. Well, he said, look in your hands. If we look in our hands, if we look within the gift and the talent that he's given us lies our treasure. If you work that, if you have something that you're working on and you get so much joy out of it that you would do it without pay, then you're working within your purpose, because that brings that joy that you can't put words to. You know, and most people kind of think you're crazy because you say, I would do it without even getting paid. You know, we didn't have to worry about house payments or car payments or buying food. You pretty much would just live out of your purpose, because all of us have a purpose and a dream inside of our heart, and that is the driven force. If you didn't have all these little things that the earth is trying to, you know, keep you confined to, it's sort of like a financial prison. If you wasn't involved in that arena, then you would live a different kind of life, a carefree life. Well, you can do that once you identify what is your purpose, and whatever it is that makes you feel good when you're doing it, you're at peace with it, you're comfortable. It doesn't mean that you know every aspect of it, because you got to grow in it. That's the purpose of it. You got to refine it. You got to get better at it. So that's where I am now. I'm at that point where, okay, Bessie, you've been doing this for 4 years now, and you've been sitting on a treasure. You've been sitting on an opportunity to support the ministry and to support yourself and support other people. And out of all the searching, I looked back and I saw, and the Lord just showed me, is right in your hand. And as I was talking to Nicholas this week and doing my training, light buzz, just little buzz, just kind of popped off of knowledge and sort of like an awareness in different areas. And I was thinking, wow, I had it in my hand. I wasn't utilizing what I have. I was not using this radio program in the manner in which it could be a blessing, not only to me, but to other people. But I thank God that, you know, the training is doing that, and we are growing, and we'll see some things as we grow and be able to help mothers and daughters around the world. There's a lot of good things that's coming out of it. So just bear with me. It is a course, and each week we should hope to do something differently. I was just thinking I was going to jump in there. We was going to make all these changes, and, you know, boom, it's just going to happen. But it's a process, and I should have known better. It is a process. So we, little by little, you know, the changes are happening behind the scenes. Nicholas, I thank you, Nicholas, if you're listening. Excellent instructor, works from his heart. He's not getting paid to train me. He's doing it because he has done so well and God has blessed him. He has over 1.1 million listeners, and that's a lot of people. So to have him to take time out of his busy schedule to train me, I want to say I thank you, Nicholas, and I appreciate it. And hopefully I can be just as or somewhere close to your greatness and understanding this process. For the new people that are coming on, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. I thank you for coming on Saturday mornings. I thank you. I appreciate you because without you, there would be no me. You know, it is a conversation, and our focus is having an honest conversation. You know, it's an honest conversation. It's not always comfortable. It's not always you know, where you feel good about it. Sometimes your feelings are hurt, and, you know, you got to grow through that pain. But when you get on the other side of that, you're going to have everlasting joy because you have the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if you're not having an honest conversation with your daughter or your mother, you have hidden secrets, and hidden secrets will eventually eat away at you. You think you're smiling and laughing and nobody can see because I have on the latest this and the latest that and name brand this and, you know, and my hair is done, my nails done, and my makeup is all in place. That means nothing if your heart is hurting. It means nothing if you're carrying around anger and envy and jealousy and hatred in your heart. Because, see, that's something that a person may not can see in your heart, but you know it's there. And it doesn't matter if somebody else can see it. It's not going to do them any damage. You can hate me 24 hours a day. It won't affect me unless I accept that. So if I don't accept it, you know, that's why you see people walking around and you're saying things to them, and it's just like, they don't even know that you're even carrying those thoughts. They don't even know that you have an aunt against them. That's why God said if you have an aunt against your brother, then you go tell them that, because otherwise they wouldn't know. And, you know, a lot of times people would have a little dislike toward me because that's the way I am. I've always been that way from a child. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it to you. I don't go around telling two or three other people because, to me, that makes no sense. If it's something you need to say, you tell it to the person, get an understanding of that, and then you move away and let it go. So sometimes people can't handle that because they think you're getting up in the face, but it's not that. Now, I admit, now, when I was younger, I didn't always go the right way, so don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect, and I'm not trying to. I'm telling you how I've grown. I go directly to you, but, you know, was I going right all the time? No. Sometimes I would not go right. But age, wisdom, and you look back at it and you're thinking, wow, you could have done that in a different way. So I work very hard at it now, trying to do it in a different way. And even at that, I say trying because we have to work at it. You know, I don't like the word trying and but. We have to work at it. It's not just going to happen because our flesh want to, you know, just attack, just want to do whatever that little crazy voice is telling us to do. But when you're working out of love, you can't do it. And if you did, you walk away, you feel so bad that your heart will condemn you. Your heart will not allow you to walk away feeling uncondemned when you actually injured someone or said something to hurt their feeling. So that brings us to our topic today. What's in your heart? What is in your heart? See, only you know that. No one else can tell. No one can look at you, just like you can't look at a person and tell if they have cancer. You can't look at a person and tell if they have high blood pressure. You cannot look from the outside and do a diagnosis from the inside. That's why when you go to the doctor, they can't look at you and tell what's wrong with you. They take your pressure. They may tap you here, there, and the other. They tell you to breathe in and out, and they listen to certain sounds. But in order to get to the bottom of the problem, they're going to say, you know what, we need you to come in for some tests. And that's exactly what it is, a test. We're going to try this, try that, do this, see if that works. And mainly, they got to get on the inside of you. So how do they get on the inside? They get on the inside with x-ray. They're going to x-ray you to look on the inside to see what they can see from that film. Then the diagnosis comes. But see, you can prevent all of that. You got to keep that heart right. You got to keep the heart in a good place because the heart is the key. The heart is the thing that drives you, that controls the body. So get on the phone, text your, I know you're on the phone now, some of you, but you can text while you're on the phone, text your mother and daughter friends and family and tell them to call us at 347-539-5078 to listen to the program because they don't want to miss this show. Yeah, I know you know somebody that's dealing with matters of the heart. And hopefully with our conversation today that you will pick up something and that the Holy Spirit will touch your heart, give you an understanding and wisdom to some matter that you are trying to resolve with your mother and daughter relationship or with your relationship with your spouse or friend or coworkers. It all evolves around what's in your heart. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you are at the Roundtable on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll be right back. We're back at the round table with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and today I would like to thank the Florida Fort Lauderdale Owls Tennis and Yacht Club. They're our new sponsor. Give them a shout out. We have a major sponsor, Fort Lauderdale Owls Tennis and Yacht Club. They are located in Fort Lauderdale. The Yacht Club is now taking applications for membership. If you're interested in becoming a member to the Yacht Club, if you would just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. It's so amazing. Not only did they become a sponsor, they've opened up the facilities so that we can do our events there. It is absolutely a wonderful operation. It's on the side of the water there. I mean, you have the Olympic-sized swimming pool, you have the tennis court, a facility that will seat about 350 people. The grounds are excellent. The gazebo, outside kitchen, and God has blessed us to be able to do anything there that we want to do for our event. So what a blessing. Membership, we are a member there. And when I say if you want to become a member of the Fort Lauderdale Isles Tennis and Yacht Club, you may say, well, why would I want to become a member there when I live in Washington, New York, Atlanta, you know, Chicago? Why would I want to do that? Because when you become a member of a yacht club, which gives you the privileges, no matter where you go around the world, you are a member at that yacht club as well. Yacht club memberships in some areas are $10,000 to $50,000. It depends. Here, the yacht club memberships are $500. So the $500 will allow you to go anywhere around the world and be a member of the yacht club wherever you are. So thank you to the yacht club that is Florida. It's the Fort Lauderdale Isles Tennis and Yacht Club. They are sponsors for all mother and daughter programs and especially the radio program that we're doing now. So we give a thanks to that. And to mothers and daughters, if you would like, you know, mother and daughter is in business and you would like to do a commercial, we will talk to you at the end of the show about possibly doing a commercial here and having it run on the show. Thank you very much. Our stimulating topic for our newcomers are what's in your heart. I want to thank my co-hosts, Sandra D., Cynthia Oliver, and Janice Paldo. They are on today. I haven't seen, looked at the switchboard to really look at that. I'm assuming that they're there. Okay, get your pen and pencil, and let's get on with this topic for this week. Last week, we talked a little bit about my daughter, the treasure of my heart. And we were talking about where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So with that particular show, I tell you, it was so emotional last week that you won't even believe. It's like I cannot remember what all went down last week. I can remember the emotional part, and it's just like the rest of it when I was getting up today and it was like continue with that conversation, I couldn't remember. It was so emotional. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to the show myself. But what it did do for me was that I know when I get up and I feel this something, and I was feeling it from Thursday of last week, there's something inside of my spirit and my heart. It just felt a heaviness, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And, of course, it probably was more than one thing, but, you know, there's always one thing that this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. That probably was the straw that was added on, and it was like I couldn't take any more. Boom. And there was the emotion, you know. And afterward, I was talking to Cynthia, and I was asking her, how was she doing? I had to get myself together afterward because the spirit was still on me. And found out she was okay. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I was trying not to get emotional. She said, well, Dr. Fletcher, it's okay to show your emotions. She said, because then people know you're real. I said, no, it wasn't that I didn't want to show my emotions. I was trying not to put on one of those shows like, you know, we do sometimes when we'd have funerals and pass it out. And so she started laughing. I said, I was trying to keep from going to that level. You know, it just got, I don't know what happened, and it was just what I needed. So, you know, there again, that brings us to today's show. You know, what's in your heart is still about that love. And God has placed this thing on my heart about if you operate out of love, if you operate out of love, just think it, you know, it's just loving. Whatever it is, if you could just focus on if it's loving, then you're going to be okay. And if it's not, repent real quick. I'm sorry. And he'll just pat you off and say, go on. You know, he's going to forgive you. And that's what we got to do with other people, and that's what we got to do with our daughters and our mothers, you know. Nobody's perfect. I don't know how many times I can say that. No one is perfect. We are made, really, to make mistakes, because that's when we know that we can go to the Father. And when I say that, people say, well, no, we're made perfect. We are made perfect. We have a mind that is so magnified in a third dimension, but we don't use it. We use less than 10% of the capacity of our mind. So when I say we are made imperfect, that's why Jesus came, so that what? He can show us, even though you are in this earth and these things are around you, here I am. I'm here to set the bar. I'm here to take over everything so that you can have a better life. Now, if we're not doing that, it's because we're not being obedient. He said what? If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So my thing is now, God, you know, willing and obedient with his word, but willing and obedient in your heart with your mother and your daughter. See, obedience sometimes throw people off. They think it means someone wants to control them. Oh, I'm not obedient to my husband. They took it out of the marriage vows. Honor and obey. I'm not obeying anybody. But that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said we must obey those who are above us. But we don't want to do that, but yet we want to eat the good of the land. And as I was writing this morning, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, I'm thinking, okay, how does this work with our mother and daughter relationship? You know, I'm asking the question. You know, and it's like, mothers don't want to obey their daughters. Think about that. He said, why should I obey her when I'm the mother? Well, he says, out of the mouth of babes. You know, because sometimes we can have so much stuff. If we would just stop and listen to our children, we have an innocent heart, and you really get into what they're actually saying and listen, you can learn something. I learn from my daughter every day. In our conversations, she's always educating me. So I'm like, oh, baby, I didn't even look at it like that. She said, yeah, Mama. And then here we go with a lesson. I learn from young kids. I learn from my clients that's telling me things that they know that I don't even know, because they're living in a different time zone in their mind. So, therefore, we can always learn. And to be obedient, it simply means to respect a person, to listen, and to do accordingly. So today I want to do some heart surgery. Now I want to let's look at the heart. The heart is the central organ of the whole circular system. The heart is a muscle. It has four chambers. It moves blood in and out and around the body through the arteries and the veins. And the heart is a muscle that pumps the blood to all parts of the body, but you cannot live without the heart. That's how important it is. You want to take your heart out, your soul is going to leave. It's going to exit, and that body will die. Because the heart pumps blood through the body with oxygen, which nourishes all the functions of your body. And then that blood takes the waste, pumps it through, and then here comes your kidneys and your lungs, which extract the waste from the body, therefore keeping it from being, what, toxic. So when you're talking about your heart, I want you to think about the blood. Now, you hear people talk about the blood of Jesus. Okay, we're talking about the blood of Jesus. We're talking about the same blood which keeps the body moving. So if your heart is not in a good state, then just think everything else in your body is not going to flow right. So sometimes people think, okay, the heart, the muscle, what does that got to do with heart, the spirit? It all interacts. You can't separate one from the other. You take that heart out the muscle, you're going to die. If the spirit leaves the body, you're going to die. The heart is something that you can see physically, and the spirit you cannot see with your physical eyes. So when I was writing, I mean, this was real. I was really talking. I was like, okay, Lord, what? I'm trying to figure it out as I was writing, you know, and sometimes I have to just shut up and listen. You know, I'm trying to figure out, what, how is this working here? But when he brought it all down to me, he said, that's a short definition. But when you think of the heart and the spirit, you think of, you get a warm, fuzzy feeling inside of you. When you think of, just think for a moment and just feel yourself on the inside. And when you do that, you feel something that's moving around in your stomach and in your chest and around your heart. If you just close your eyes and just concentrate on your spirit, you can feel it. Like it's just kind of massaging your inside. And see, that's where you find that peace, that love, a sense of knowing. And how does this work with your mother and daughter relationship? Because what's in your heart will come out of your mouth. I'll say that again. What's in your heart will come out of your mouth. If you don't have love for someone in your heart, you're not going to speak love to that person when you see them. Your heart will produce a little commercial, and your mouth will actually respond. A lot of times people say, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe that came out of my mouth. But if you stop and think just for a moment, you thought about it before it came out of your mouth. There's no such thing as a word coming out of your mouth before the thought. You thought about it. And it came out of your mouth. It happens to me. And then you look back and go, and you know you had that quick thought. You know you did. So we talk about honesty here. You had that quick thought. Don't do it. Don't say it. Boom, right out of your mouth. Then you walk around for 5 days or so feeling all bad. Why did I say it? Oh, my God. I wish I could take it back. Can't take it back. It's gone. So when you're with someone as loving as your daughter, your mother, your sons, your husband, your family member, just a stranger on the street, we got to think before we speak, because you can damage a person. You can change the course of their life because your heart is not in order. Sometimes you have to go away and take a heart sabbatical and say, you know what, I'm just going to go away and deal with me and my heart and how I'm thinking, how I'm being, and then come back. But a lot of times we want to keep working, keep going. We don't want to spend that time. We don't want to spend the time to nurture ourselves. We think we have to be there 24 hours a day on that job. But if you die today, trust me, they're not going to close the door. Sometimes they want to let people off to go to the funeral. First thing they say is, you know, well, I just want to remember her the way that she was. You know, I don't want to go to the funeral. I just want to remember her the way she was. That means then you're not in their heart. So But there's a commercial that says, what's in your wallet? I know most of you have heard that. What's in your wallet? Indicating that wherever you go, you need to have that card, because that card is your saving grace. That card goes back to your money. So as I was thinking, you know, and writing, Holy Spirit speaks to me and said, you know what? Some mothers love their money more than they love their daughters or their children, because that is the root. Anything that Satan want to do, he gets it around the money. He will definitely mess up something, and that's the way it is. We have to really understand that what's in our heart is going to come out. So I'm examining my heart. This is a lesson for me now, and I keep telling you guys, when I come on Saturday mornings, I'm teaching what God has taught me. And there's so many lessons that I'm learning here. How to deal with my daughter, how to deal with my grandkids, how to deal with the ladies that work with me, how to deal with the people that are coming into my life now. Watching my mouth. I want to be willing and obedient, because I am tired of not eating the good of the land. I want to eat the good of the land, and the good of the land is not money. The good of the land is my relationships with my cousins and my sisters and my friends and my daughter and exes and whatever. I want to eat the good of the land. And that's to have that peace and that love. So, mothers, if you find in your heart that you have an ought against your daughter, then today is the day. You know, you're going to say, I'm going to clean up and I'm going to do some heart surgery. Only you can do your own heart surgery. I was just giving you some examples so that you can look at. But, you know, you can examine yourself and you can fix yourself just simply by asking God to help you in those areas. Lord, I need healing in this area. I'm constantly asking for wisdom. And then I ask for understanding. And once you get to a certain level, you got to keep asking, because you at this level, then he's going to take you to the next level. Each time you ask for wisdom, understanding, you're growing, and you're growing out of whatever situation that you're in today. So if you have a lot of uneasiness or disease in your heart, disease only means that you are processing things in your heart that is causing you to worry. And he said not to worry. And sometimes I was talking to a young lady, and she said to me, I realized that I was taking out on my daughter all the hurt that I had in my heart. Now, this young lady is only 17 years old. So the daughter is just waiting to leave home, because, you know, she's like, I cannot wait till I'm 18. I am gone. I am out of here. Now, the mother has realized what? I've got to make some changes, because I don't want my daughter to leave in the state that she's in now, because, like I told her, I said, usually if you don't get it straightened out before they leave, it's going to take you anywhere from 15 to 30 years to straighten it out if you are not working on it on a daily basis. If you just leave it there, it can just linger. And usually what happens? Someone gets sick, someone dies, and that's when you reconnect. You don't want to do that. Nothing is worth that. So I commend her for bringing her 17-year-old daughter and saying, you know what, we need some help. I heard about you, and I realized I was wrong. She said, I realized I was wrong now. Very religious, and allow the religion instead of the Spirit of God to dictate how she treated her daughter and her family. But she woke up, and all of a sudden she realized, I'm wrong. And to say that to a 17-year-old, you know, that's the beginning point so that they can move on. So now I'm looking at it on a weekly basis, and they're growing. But she had to realize in her heart she was actually speaking and throwing all of those ill feelings
onto her daughter. So for the conclusion of this for me today, and looking at this, when you're looking at what's in your heart, whatever it is, I will tell you to write it down. Write down at least 10 things that you're not pleased with in your thought pattern. And when you write those down, then for the next 7 days till we meet again, just actually read them to yourself openly and then replace them with something good. If you know you have hate in your heart about anybody, and you know this, nobody has to tell you. Come on, just be honest with yourself. You know, well, I tell you, every time I see her, I just, something just come all over me. Well, if you got one of those thoughts, then you want to put it, replace it with love. Every time I see her, I see nothing but love. I just see love. It may not be what you're experiencing at this moment, but if you keep saying it and you keep replacing that negative with the positive, eventually, and asking God to forgive you and helping you to erase that thought and casting that onto Jesus, that's going to be one that you eliminate, and you just keep using that same pattern, and you keep eliminating and eliminating and eliminating. Don't ever think you're going to be done, because as we live, we face more and more obstacles, but it gets less and less and a lot quicker to forgive. So as I say, you have faith in God, and you believe, and you use your words to create your thoughts, and your thoughts will create your visions, and your visions will create your reality. And you can change what's in your heart by changing the words that you say. So I'm going to open it up, see who's on here today. Good morning. This is 786.
Good morning, Doctor. Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Sitting here this morning with my guest, my special guest, Jasmine Jones.
Okay.
Enjoying this.
You're going
there?
In and out. Yes.
Okay.
Is this Jasmine?
It most certainly is.
Okay. Well, see, you're on a different number. I don't know the number.
Yeah,
can I get on here for the number? Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
No. But anyway, I'm sitting here with my special guest, Ms. Jasmine Jones, and we are enjoying the show. We've been taking some notes this morning. Topic. I love the topic. And here's the thing with the heart. You know that the heart, you know, you being a psychologist and whatnot, you know that the heart is the center. And I recently saw a show where they demonstrated matters of the heart, where all of the things that was in her, she asked her all of her experiences. This person had tremendous experiences in life, traumatic experiences. And every time she mentioned one of the things, one of the experiences, she would pin this huge leaf. She put a necklace on her neck, and every time she gave one of the negative things that was in her heart and in her mind, she would put this giant leaf, and so much so, and it went on and on and on. Before you knew it, you couldn't even see her chest because it was so covered with these leaves. As to say, how can anything get in there when all of this is on your heart? I just thought that was an awesome demonstration of how love can be squeezed out or how it cannot come in because we have all this negative baggage. We have to get rid of negative baggage if we are going to show love to anyone, especially mothers and daughters, because we do tend to take it out on our children when we've been hurt in the past. And I remember saying something so cruel to my 7-year-old, when he was only trying to help me. And I said something so cruel to him. And he asked me, Mommy, what's wrong? And I said something so cruel. And I said, you're breathing. And that's, if you could have saw the look on that baby's face, And that's all from hurts of the past, that I was just in self-pity, and I was just having a moment of regrets, regrets of having children, regrets of being married, and it was just so cruel. And I had to go back and apologize to my baby. But you know what? He will always remember those words.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I went back and repented and apologized, those are words that should never come out of a mother's mouth, because you are in your self-pity that you take out yourself on your children.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what happened? At least you recognized it and went back and apologized. But sometimes as mothers, we think, well, it's just too bad. They'll have to take it because I'm the mother. But you know in your heart, when your heart condemns you and you walk away feeling bad, that's the obedience. That's the disobedience. That's why we can't eat the good of the land, and we wonder why we have health problems and things of this nature. It's simply because God said you got to be willing and obedient. And we look at obedient only to the word of God, which is the word, but he's saying unto me, but unto my children as well. And children means everybody that's on this earth, because we're all his children. So your daughter is a child of God. Your mother is a child of God. And those words, I bet you, if you ask him, he could tell you how many times, you know, they play back often. Because, you know, he'll have to deal with those words. And that's what we do. We're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of saying something that you can never say.
I'm having a little thing there.
Yeah. Thank
you for
sharing. You're welcome. Yes, I'm going to have my guest share some of her thoughts. And we're gonna keep moving. I had to take notes so she can give us what her thoughts. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
How are you?
I'm great.
I guess one note that I can make, as far as you spoke about things that you say when you feel a certain way, when you feel negative about yourself as a mother. And you say things, and it comes out not only in your words, but also in your actions. And I think mothers don't realize how their actions can influence their children. They think we don't see, and we see it. I can say from experience, from with my mother and her past, she's had a very traumatic situation happen in her life, especially when it came down to men, and her actions toward how she treats my father, or her actions toward how she treats other women, I see it, and I try not to duplicate those actions, and I find myself doing it because I've seen it and I've grown up in a house in it. And I think mothers don't realize how that can actually negatively affect their children, and it becomes a pattern, it becomes a cycle, and you don't really know where it comes from until you see your mother do it in your face, and you're like, that's me. And not to say that my mom is a horrible person, because she's not, but those little things that we seldom forget, or if we don't deal with the issues right when we have the issues, they become ingrained in us, and then we don't know how to deal with it. And so luckily I'm young, so therefore I can deal with those issues now so that it won't affect me later on in life or with every future children or every future relationship that I have. I can assess the situation from the get-go and learn and grow from those mistakes, because I never want to be like an ongoing pattern of abuse, or you know, verbal abuse or physical abuse, and never really dealing with those issues. Those can really affect not only your relationship with your daughter, but your daughter's relationship with other people. And that's my little bit.
Oh, that's a lot. That's saying a lot. I hear the, I don't know how old you are, but I hear the youth enough to know that if you grasp that now and grow from it and realize that your mother's not perfect, we're non-perfect, we all, there's no perfect mother or daughter, you know, and then I don't know where your mother is, but I'm going to take it from your perspective, and that is she probably realized some of the things and just didn't know how to have those conversations, because we are not taught to have the conversation. You know, I don't know how your mother is, but in my arena, in my age, you know, people in my family would say, you know, whatever happened in the house, stay in the house. You don't tell nobody what happens in the house, you know. But you're just trained to shut up and go somewhere and sit down. But then that's the behavior. And when you look back, you say, you know what, I'm not going to be like my mother in this arena. I'm not going to be like my mother in this. And that's okay, because we want to take it to another level. But until you sit down and have a conversation with your mother and let her know, you know, these are things that you did and I saw them and they're playing in my head. That's the only way that you're going to get rid of them to the point that you can grow, is to have that honest conversation. Because otherwise, if you don't, it's going to just lie dominant until one day you'll find yourself 40, 50 years old and you're going through the same thing with your daughter, because you really didn't have a chance to have the discussion and get the answer. Cynthia, there, you're in a good good environment with Cynthia, because she'll tell you it's so important to ask the question. So thank you for sharing. We love to have that perspective from a young person. And any questions that you have, find the time and say, you know what, I need to have an honest conversation with you. Because you brought out a point that I tell mothers, and that is, you don't know. You're moving around, you're on the phone, you're talking, and you're not realizing that your daughter or your children are sitting there listening, and they're taking it in. They see more than you think. You think they don't see, but they see, and they hear, and they internalize it, and they don't know what to do with it as a little child. And as you get older, then you look back now and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. But if you see that coming up in your relationship, that means you need to have a conversation with your mother so you can get rid of it, okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Thank you for being on. Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I tell you, the switchboard is so hot. The numbers, I'm trying to figure out who's who. All right, this is Janice. How are you doing, Janice?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Just talking about what's in your heart.
That is a good topic, and it's just a couple of things I would like to say. First of all, it's so important that we don't carry things in our heart that, like you were just saying, if we have something that we need to say to someone, whether, you know, mother to daughters, daughters to mothers, it's important we get it out, because if you don't, especially if it's something negative, it'll grow. It's a seed that will grow, and one day it will explode. And sometimes it's hard to have a conversation with your people, because you're not sure how they'll take it, or, you know, you don't know how to explain it. You know, me myself with my kids, I left their father from a bad relationship, and, you know, even though I didn't talk to them like I should have till they got older, it in their heart they were like wondering why or what. But, you know, I didn't know how to explain it to them at an early age. I tried to explain it to them in a way as they grew that I thought they would understand. So we now have, periodically we'll have, if something comes upon on one of their minds, then we have a conversation about it. I did not realize things that they had in their heart for us, not wondering, just wanting to know why, how come. So it's important a lot of times just to explain things and talk things out, because it can end up in an explosive situation. Another thing I want to say is, it's okay if, you know, like you said, we're not perfect. we make mistakes as mothers. Daughters make mistakes as daughters and vice versa in all relationships. And like you said, if it's something that's bothering you, it's best to talk it out, you know, again, because you will have that explosive situation and the enemy can just come in and just wreak havoc. And holding stuff in, it, believe it or not, it can produce physical harm to your body. So it's best to release it, pray about it, cover it under the blood of Jesus, and ask God to give you spiritual wisdom and guidance how to talk it out, because the devil will come in and make a mountain out of it. And once you've talked about it and get everything out, then you go, well, you know, I didn't know. You know, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So you don't want to hold on things, because it will manifest into a physical ailment in your body. I just wanted to share that.
That is so true, and that's why sometimes you see people, when an older person, two people live together for so long, they were so connected, and you don't realize the hearts are so close, and if one died, the other one just worried himself to death.
Yeah.
In a heart attack, you can worry.
That's true.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can worry
yourself
into a heart attack. You can worry yourself into high blood pressure. You know, you can overeat or just worrying, and all of that stress and strain breaks down that muscle. You know, if you don't exercise muscle, it'll get weak. That's like with your leg. You know, sometimes you say, you know, golly, my legs are hurting or whatever. Are you walking? Are you exercising? Because if you don't exercise, of course you're going to get weak and the muscles are going to get soft. So the same thing with your heart. If you're putting love in there and loving thoughts, that's exercising your heart to make it strong. Love will increase. You know, it's like to an extra pump there. All right? Thank you very much for sharing. Truly appreciate it. God bless you, and have a great day.
God bless you, too. You, too.
All right.
Love you, too.
Thank you. That's what we're talking about today. It's about love. It's about, you know, pumping up what we have on the inside with nothing. Just making sure that our hearts, I tell people when you are stressed, if you go in like the people that's from the Far East, they sit down, they meditate, and they use this thing of saying, and when you do that, it massages all of your organs on the inside. And you wonder why they're thin and they live long and old age, because they keep all of their organs massaged on the inside. And you can run and jog and keep your outer body pumped up. You need to do that from within. So when you hum like that and say, you do that on a daily basis, you just really exercise in the heart, exercise in the lung, and it gives you a peace of mind so that you can have those loving thoughts and believe them and feel them. So I want to thank everybody for today. I'd like to say thank you to Evangelist Davis. She's been a big supporter of the organization. Do. And if you're out there, I just want to let you know that we love you. We miss you. And when you get a chance, you know, get back on so that we can hear what you have to say. We miss you. People are missing you. So, Evangelist Davis, we thank you. You've been a great, great contributor to what we do here at Mothers and Daughters. And to the other listeners, we thank you for coming on Saturday mornings. We thank you for sitting and listening and hearing and taking the message back. So I know you're not coming on Saturday morning just to keep it for yourself. You're going to hear something that you're going to share with your friends and your family, and you're going to let it spread just like little lilies on the field. So just pass the word. We are going to do an online conference, mother and daughter support group. We're going to do it once a week. So therefore, people can come on. We're going to support each other, and we can take it for a couple of hours. So we'll tell you when that starts next week. And that way we got that support. We've got people that says, you know, they'll come and talk on the support. They just don't want to talk on open radio. All right, I love you guys. God bless you, and have a good week. Always concentrate on your heart this week.